Well, hello again, George Holford, Local Matters, where we really want to know the who. We talk to people in all walks of life that create to the tapestry of our great community, region, and state. And we share and learn. And I was telling our next guest, there's not a show that we don't do that I don't really learn something about somebody I thought I knew really, really well. So today I've got a great guy, great friend, great partner, Zach Ledbetter. Zach is now, let me get the title, Director of Outreach and Engagement for the Department of Tourism, Cookeville. I'm going to let you tell who you are. You know, sure. Growing up, but been on the team of the Chamber and the Highlands and just done a lot of great things. One of the most talented young professionals ever met and know and work with. We lost him to Nashville, but we didn't lose him because we've got him inserted there clandestine working for this region anyway. Zach Ledbetter, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be home.
Home, yeah. That's you get right. to run up here yeah. and see people. Let's just I was telling you off air, I love this show because this is about the who. This is about you. And I've got a tough job. I've got to listen and not talk. And now you are here. But let's just start. We're going to start with age, birth.
Yeah.
And talk about you and growing up here and your friends, your passions, your hobbies, how you just get started and see where it goes.
Sure, yeah. So Cookeville native, grew up. I have three older half-siblings, a younger brother, and family, all from the Upper Cumberland region. So know it well. It's always been home.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Grew up, you know, my grandfather had a farm that
yes.
he worked very hard on before his passing last year. And,
yep.
You know, grew up so ironically was born with a congenital heart disease.
I remember that.
Pediatrician, Dr. Franklin, found here years and years ago and had a first open heart surgery at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital.
Did not know that and, part. Okay.
Yeah. Was 6 months of age and then had another one, another heart surgery when I was 5 years old. So because of that, was really never able to play sports or a lot of strenuous physical activity growing up. So I had to be very mindful of that, but was really a sports fan,
especially
with friends who played athletics in high school, and was always a supporter. And 2006 graduate of Cookeville High School,
mm-hmm.
and then went to Tech. For about a year, mm-hmm. Was not part of my journey early on at my situation and stage in life.
Sure, I get it.
And, but also really kind of enjoyed theater, but mm-hmm. when I was in high school, but it was behind the scenes. I wanted to be on the production side and audio production. And
yep.
That's at that point, after my time at Tech, got into audio production school in Nashville and wanted to do what I thought at the time was live audio production. When at that time it was everybody in my classes were wanting to be producers and thinking they were going to make big, big bucks out of school. Somehow in doing that, got into radio broadcasting here in the Cookeville market.
Yep.
And that's where you
that's
and I
where
first
I met,
met
you.
Yes. Got me, it gave me the opportunity to do a lot of community events, get to know a lot of stakeholders
gave
and leaders.
Gave you a stage.
It did.
It gave you a platform.
It did.
To meet a lot of people.
Talk about a lot of great community happenings.
Yes.
And some really, again, great leaders and people within the not just the Cookeville community, but the region.
Sure.
And so really from there, after radio, fell into another kind of community promotions marketing position with Tennessee Tech Athletics.
That was your sports gene.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So did that for a short while and then fell into the chamber world, as we like to say.
You don't go to school and grow up saying, you know, I think I want to work for a chamber one day.
But
how did you find out? And how did I know, but tell the audience how you came about this college.
I'll never forget. I was trying to get back into radio and had driven down to Birmingham, Alabama. I was on my way back, and I was like, I just didn't feel the fit, and that's a big part of it. And I said, please just don't offer me this job. I don't want to say no and let you down, thinking this to myself. And I got home that night back to Cookeville, and Molly Brown, texted and said, hey, so I'm going to work for the state tourism office, and I think you need to come lead tourism efforts. And I think it was about 8 days later, between several conversations, I started working for you at the chamber.
You know, we're taking over the Department of Tourism. Don't tell that. You think about the great people, including yourself, Molly, and others who have served, and they love us, and we love them. They do a great job. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Okay, let's pick back up. I'm talking too much. All right.
Yeah. So fell into tourism here in Cookeville and really learned about all of the great things that are happening in Cookeville and Putnam County. And I think it's hard as residents sometimes that we don't think about what all tourism that we have to offer for visitors from an experiential side, but also maybe from what it means to us. And how we benefit from visitation and tourists coming into our communities and spending sales tax dollars before they go back to their
– They go home.
Before they go home.
We don't have to educate their kids. We don't have to
And really, it's that what we like to say in the tourism industry is it's the first date to economic development. Yes, jobs are sexy in announcing those because they keep our residents employed, and that's very, very important. But these companies that are looking at destinations, thinking about where that quality of life piece is often tied very closely related to tourism.
Yeah, and of course, you're involved, you're heavily involved, but the number of people that says, I was on vacation in Tennessee, or I drove through here on the way somewhere, and now I'm going to put a company here, or I'm going to move here, or I'm going to invest, or I'm going to retire here. So it is the purest form of economic development. So it's great. And we love you, buddy. We're glad you're doing what you're doing and representing us. We miss you here. So, okay, we got you up, got you through school, got you working. Let's pick up where we left off with the Highlands, the Chamber, your next big shot doing what you're doing.
Yeah, so I think, again, another stage and area to really get into tourism and understand that industry and fall head over heels in love with it. Because, again, seeing the impact that it has on our communities, and it creates a sense of place. It creates community pride. We really elevated the Cookeville tourism brand with the mayor on the bike, thinking about how that elevated and really became a sense of community, not because of the bear making that synonymous to Cookeville and the marketing, but the story behind it.
Be the bear. The tourist. The bear is the tourist.
Yes. You don't come here to see the bear. You come here to be the bear.
Be the bear.
And really understanding it. And again, through that educational ability to tell our stakeholders, tell our community about the importance of tourism and how it can make an impact in our lives. And really, in my almost 5 years of working here in Cookeville in the tourism, leading the efforts of Visit Cookeville, got an opportunity. Again, the state tourism office called and was not looking to leave Cookeville, but the opportunity presented itself, and I had to jump.
And you're a young guy. You've got time.
You feel a little bit different.
of course, to me, everybody's young today, but talk a little bit about relationships and, tourism. We're in great shape with the state tourism. You, Molly Brown, others, our regional partners, our chambers. We're in really good shape to take advantage of what you're doing every day to promote.
Like so many businesses and, anything in sales or anything in community development, it's all about the relationship.
Yes.
Locally, regionally, statewide, federally, thinking about that of of that's something that my grandmother instilled in me early on is, you know, treating people with kindness and how you want to be treated, the golden rule, and, you know, thinking how important it was to be productive. And that can look
different in
any situation for anyone in any, you know, professional or personal setting. And really thinking about it, thinking about my friendships and my professional colleagues
and relationships,
and you know how that has helped guide me in my career path, even to now at the state level, and thinking about everything that I do is relationship driven. There's obviously skill set that goes into that, but if you don't have that relationship, you don't have the trust and respect of your colleagues and stakeholders to help drive that and affect that positive change.
Yeah, it's I wish I'd learned that a long time ago, what I was doing, but it's all about people. It's all about relationships. You know, we can have disagreements on whatever, but if we've got a great relationship, we can make things happen.
Well, and I think that's what makes the tourism industry so unique and special is because it truly is a relationship across the board. You know, we're destination marketers because we want to sell our destinations to inspire those travelers to book the trips and make it into our destinations to leave those sales tax dollars. But we also have the, you know, relationships of, you know, again, leading our community to increase that sales tax generation.
And we're going to come, when we come back, we're nearing the first segment and it's flying by and I almost missed the first deadline. We're going to come right back. George Hofford, Zach Ledbetter, back soon. George Hofford with Zach Ledbetter. I can say already I knew him back when. Zach is a leader, a senior leader in the Tennessee Department of Tourism, and doing a great job representing his hometown, his home region, and here in Cookeville and the Highlands. So with the state. So let's just Let's pick up where we left off and just talk about whatever you want to talk about, where we picked up.
We'll run out of time really quickly then.
Yeah. Oh, we need to go the rest of the day. I understand.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, it's Cookeville special.
Isn't it?
Home. I mean, really, not just Cookeville.
Not because we live here and love it, but it really is.
It's the region, you know, the Upper Cumberland region is special. And I think, again, taking that a little bit for granted. Growing up in Cookeville, not thinking about
it's where you live, it's what you did every day.
Yeah, you know, it's always you thought about the bigger and brighter of like what's, you know, what's in Nashville or what's in this destination or, you know, and we hear it often about, you know, young people moving away and coming back and starting families and being like Cookeville and the Upper Cumberland region is so special and, you know, really. It is. And I get excited to talk about it. And
you believe in it.
Yes. I mean,
it's great to have a product that you truly believe in. And you believe in our state. You believe in our region, our community. Yeah.
And we, you know, there are those people that have that passion. That's a word that I think we use a lot in community development, you know, all across the state that believe in their communities. They want to highlight to visitors. They want to show off to, you know, economic development prospects and other people to celebrate the history, arts, culture, all of these, you know, different aspects of a community. In highlighting their destinations,
we don't know how good we are. Historically, and this has been going. We're just this region. Think about our assets and our natural waterfalls and hiking and that's where people are looking for today. You might comment on that. The traveler.
I think you know from looking at it from the statewide perspective when we're talking about visitor spending. Within our state, which in calendar 2023 hit $30.65 billion, that visitors spent. Those are direct dollars that thanks to the leadership of our Commissioner Mark Azell coming in to say, hey, it's great. We can highlight the success of the industry when the industry's telling us this, but why don't we do a little fact checking with Department of Revenue?
You can track.
Yes. And came in and seeing those dollars being spent from the Department of Revenue, from leisure and hospitality, sales and use tax collections. And again, counting those back to our, destinations. But again, when we're looking at some of those states, that, you know, we're competing with, you know, on visitor spend, we're talking about all the other states have a beach or a casino.
We do not have a beach for sure, and we don't have a casino.
Correct. So we're doing some really amazing things across the state because of the work in local destinations. Because let's face it, from visitor marketing, we at the state level are only trying to inspire travel to and within the state, much like local destinations. It's that sales funnel, because ultimately, from the destination marketing perspective, we're not booking a hotel room. We're not selling a meal. We're not selling an attraction ticket. That happens a lot in the private business side, but it's our job to culminate that message and inspire travel to ultimately book those trips into our destinations.
You're doing the macro.
Correct.
And our job is to do macro, but mainly micro.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's great. So, you know, as someone who is, this isn't about me. Even though my wife says, yeah, everything's about you, George. Moved here to Tennessee in the mid-70s, Tennessee has always had a really good reputation. It's green, there are bears, and there's mountains, and there's, you know, and all the, there's country music. We could go. So we have a good base to start with, but we're more than that. We got so many different things to market.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You start with those natural resources.
Yes.
You know, the gorgeous lakes that are in the Upper Cumberland region, and the amount of hiking and state parks, and you know, new state parks that have come online in the last
Amazing
4 or 5 years.
Yes.
Because that you know, which also we saw as a big need during the pandemic, and when that took place in 2020, about not being in the major areas where a lot of the population was, but getting outdoors and really seeing that. But again, it's looking at that ecosystem as a whole too, because it's a lot of that, but it's a lot of private side too, private investment on restaurateurs and the development in hotels and the venues that are available, or the attractions that, you know, in whatever category of tourism that we're trying to reach, is hitting those pillars and selling the experience.
I remember years ago, Nashville was doing the chamber and the convention, the leadership in Nashville was doing a study of cool communities. It's mm-hmm. might have been during your time. I can't remember. And they did a survey, and the young folks said, well, we got an ocean. You just hop a plane and you're there for $90, or we go shopping in Chicago. To the young people, our location.
Yeah.
Strategically, one day's drive is 76% of the country's
accessibility
population.
Not only, you know, geographically like that, but the ease of which or how we travel to other destinations is important. You know, a lot of times thinking about, I can get to destination A to B and, you know, in so long, and affordability with that. You know, tourism is always thinking about, How do we increase the visitor stay, length of stay, and how do we increase the dollars that they leave as well?
Yeah, and our deal is get them to stay one more night.
Yes.
Or then when they're in Nashville, going to stay another day or two, and you know, within X number of miles that center, you can see a lot of great stuff.
Well, and you know, thinking about that day visitor versus overnight visitor is really important, because the the overnight visitor is worth quite a bit more because they're staying in a hotel. They have more meals to buy. They're probably spending more on attractions and things of that nature. So really, that question of it seems simple, but how do we get them to stay one more night is kind of always top of mind.
And you know, when you got a great community, it's you know, this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't really, again, I said earlier, we don't realize how good we are. And we've done some pretty big things, and we got some big things coming over the next several years. Hog rallies, state football championships. I could go on and on and on, but you were involved and have been involved in almost all of it.
Yes. You know, thinking about local events and that are happening in communities across the Upper Cumberland and the marketing that goes along with that. And, you know, again, individual attractions and whatnot that are also strong anchors that are bringing in their own, you know, own visitors. So I think there's a lot of opportunity
We got niches. And I want to come back in our next segment. I want to talk more about that. We've got rail trails and arts, music, crafts, and George Alford, Zach Ledbetter, back soon. George Alford was a good friend and former colleague, Zach Ledbetter. And Zach, you got me fired up. I've retired, but I put my helmet on. I'm ready to get back in the game. I'm not ready to get back in the game, but it's great stuff. When you have passion, and you obviously have passion for what you do, and it shows, and it's in your blood, and guess what? You're hooked. This is who you are, and this is what you do, and it shows. Let's spend the last segment talking more about looking in the crystal ball, looking today, and plans that the state has statewide, but also for our region. Talk about major projects. Let's spend a little time on the rail trail.
It's a
huge thing. And then let's tell the Asheville, North Carolina story. But it's going to go fast. You're on.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I think from a state perspective, you know, as the Department of Tourist Development, we serve as the overbrand for the state. Again, we're talking to about 100 million people in about 30 markets. And that has increased since the pandemic, which was a really weird thing to think.
Terrible thing, but it had a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and it was the opportunity to show the impact, especially for states like Tennessee that rely on that sales tax generation. So for us to tell that story, especially specific to the leisure and hospitality segment of those sales tax collections, you know, thinking about we're the overbrand. We want to inspire people to Tennessee to plan that trip, and then think, you know, kind of down from that there in that sales funnel, thinking about the Upper Cumberland and Cookeville and Monterey, Crossville, you know, and then again where that commerce happens, where they buy their lodging, where they book a hotel,
spend the day.
Yes.
Attractions.
Where they are spending those sales tax dollars. Really, we changed our brand from Soundtrack of America, Made in Tennessee, really shortened it to Tennessee Sounds Perfect.
We did that
to shorten it to help with recall. It's easier on marketing, the creative side of it, but it still speaks to what Tennessee is, music as the as the differentiator, but also thinking about the laughter of a child, the sound of a waterfall.
Yes.
Sounds Perfect still plays into that.
And values of
yeah. So, you know, thinking about what we've looked at over the last couple of years, we launched the Build Ant Signature Lakes Initiative because of the iconic West Tennessee fishermen. And the amount of just fishing that happens in Tennessee. That goes along with our Fish Tennessee brand. But the Build Ant Signature Lakes, Bill Dance has really kind of put his signature on 14 of them across the state. Bike Tennessee is something that we have launched in the last year and a half or so. Right now it's 52 road cycling routes because there's big money in tourism.
Think who rides,
in the cycling community.
Think who cycles.
Oh, yeah.
It's like who plays golf. Everybody does all that, but you're attracting a market.
Yeah.
A type of, family oriented. Yes.
So we're, there's some more work coming in that specific area. But really the ways in which we've served from the state perspective have grown serving the tourism industry across the state. Something else that Commissioner Ezell saw coming in that said the industry's grown, the ways that we've served have not. So because of the leadership of him and Governor Lee's executive order,
yes,
number one, a focus on rural communities across state agencies allowed us to expand the team as well and programming and really looking at destination tourism development work, not just the marketing side. So that's where, we're oftentimes boots on the ground doing developmental work, talking about the impact and what is tourism and the difference between attendance and visitation. You can have a great event that has great attendance, but of the attendance are those visitors, are they local residents that aren't spending as much tourism tax dollars. We're thinking about educating. How are we getting someone from 50 miles and beyond?
That's right.
We're talking with elected officials and stakeholders more often. So there's just so much good work happening across the state. And again, with the cooperation and partnership that we have with those local tourism offices and their partners and leadership.
Yeah. It's I spent a little time in West Tennessee, as you know, years ago, and flyways, hunting, duck hunting, things.
Yes.
It's one of the top fly destinations for sport and hunting and you said fishing and it's just our waterways.
There's so many.
We take it for granted because this is what we do every day.
So many opportunities,
and so. I'm getting fired up here. Let's spend a moment. Years ago, talking about again who we are and where we're going, we did a study when we first came here with the Highlands and regional economic development. We hired an internationally known site consultant, and we had a very narrow vision. And we hired them. Actually, paid them about four. They worked with 1/3 of the Fortune 500 companies, international company. I was a consultant out of New Jersey and Wadley Donovan, and we hired them to do an economic development study. And they came back and they basically said, and I'm taking too long right now, they basically said, this is 2006, 2007, they basically said, you have world-class arts, music, crafts. You have waterfalls. You have natural beauty. You've got a Tennessee Tech. You've got music. You've got... You are already a miniature Asheville, North Carolina West, but you don't know it. And if you want to be and you learn how to market that, and it stuck with us. Now, we're not talking about politically or anything else about everybody doesn't want to be a big that big of a tourist community. But if you look at it, we've got all the elements that Asheville, North Carolina has.
We talk about it often in tourism development conversations, thinking about, sometimes we think about what we don't have,
yeah,
instead of the opportunity of promoting what we do have. And it creates that ecosystem and being able to celebrate and market and highlight that. Because again, looking at it from my viewpoint in the tourism industry, we get to create experiences, sell experiences.
And we're looking for that.
Yes, people that are creating
memories
years to come.
Relationships. Yeah.
But again, we're also creating positive economic impact for our residents because of that sales tax collection and generation that's coming from that visitor.
No question. So we're well positioned, wouldn't you say, as a state, as
yes,
a community? Let's spend the last little bit of time. We got a few minutes left.
Okay.
I'm running out of time. I was running out of time when we started. Let's talk about something that's really dear to you and I and others, the music industry,
yeah,
the arts, the music, the crafts. You got world-known people, international people right here that does music, arts, and crafts. That's what we talked about with Just talk a little bit about that and your experience here.
Yeah, again, I mean, from thinking about the statewide perspective of tourism, that's our differentiator. It's what makes really Tennessee, among so many other things, really special. And, you know, thinking about some of the music activations or campaigns that we've done at the state level, and we joke often about, you know, almost any festival or event in Tennessee could be considered a music festival because yes. There's typically some aspect of
it's
music within
are.
That.
It's who we are.
And, you know, it's celebrating those stories, you know, whether it be locally. We do a Tennessee Songwriters Week that involves well over 1,000 songwriters, again, each early in the calendar year, February or March time frame, and through our Tennessee Music Pathways program, again, kind of highlighting the people, places, and events that have made significant impact on destinations across the state is just really special.
Lasting memories. When we first moved here, I of course, in the chamber and economic development and tourism, I was going to a lot of events in the region, the festivals, visiting. And one thing that stuck with me to this day, you go to a festival and there's three generations mm-hmm. playing the mandolin, or there's somebody playing the fiddle. Music is who we are.
Yeah.
We used to joke, say, you know, guys get together and watch football and stuff, and when it's over, we break out guitars. And it's music. Music is who we are. And it's just a special, special thing, and it's economic development. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to start naming names. We've got some pretty impressive people here
this
region who are currently in the big-time music mm-hmm. business right now. And flipping on you, 50-something state parks within an hour away from right here. We have a state park everywhere, and we're growing, and what – your administration, what we're doing.
Well, and the ability that, you know, Tennessee state parks are free to visit.
Yes.
It's a great way. Very special.
Family and everything. We got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to be quiet. I blew it again. But anything you got some little bit of time. Just where are you going, buddy? What do you see in the future? Personally, professionally?
You know, living in Nashville and truly loving what I get to do day in and day out, and with my specific role, it's kind of cliche, but truly no 2 days are alike. You know, dealing with partners across the state and thinking about different experiences and leaders, and the story's different, and what we get to highlight and working with those communities is just really, really special, and it's an honor. Cookeville, this region, again, I've said it, is so special. Don't take it for granted about all of the opportunity
that
is here.
Got it.
There are so many amazing things happening in this region that just make it even special. You know, we really haven't touched even on the people, but that right there is just really, really special to this region.
Well, you've been injected with the passion. And you think about this, and I did this myself accidentally. You're serving the whole state. You're learning more in education you're mm-hmm. getting, experiences that you're going to live and share. Man, we're running out of time. we had to give you back. Zach Ledbetter, our state director and of tourism and special, and love you, buddy.
Love you. Thanks
back
for having me.
Soon. Thank you, George Alford, Zach Ledbetter. Bye-bye.